Welcome back to Winners on this Thursday. We've got this afternoon's meeting in Victoria at Warrnambool, and Mark Hunter is with us to preview. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. Good, thanks.
Off to Warrnambool, the eight races, Overcast down to Soft 5 is the track rating. How did you find this program?
I think it's probably a pretty slow start for the punters, but if we can just be patient and chip away, hopefully we can come home with a couple of good things late in the day.
Okay, well, let's have a look at it. We kick things off race one with a maiden. This is over 23.50, taking out the four. We've got number one, Avachat at 2.50, Choo Choo at 5.50, down to Hanaki Warrior 7.50, and heading north at 2.25.
Yeah, not a quality start to the day, it's fair to say. I'll tip number one, Avachat, to win. It's had the 24 starts and has had seven placings, so certainly had a few tries. It's no guarantee to run a really strong 23.50, but it's such a poor race that it does get its chance. Thought number three, Hanaki Warrior, it's the value in the race. It's had the 21 tries for three placings, but at least it'll run the trip strongly. Six heading north, it's the likely leader. It's consistent, it's limited, and it's a query at the distance. And fourth pick number two, Choo Choo. 1, 3, 6, and 2.
One from 3, 6, and 2. We go to race two over 2,000, and you can take out the 11. Number one, Bassins, is at 5.50, down to Blues Breaker at 7. $1.95 for Mr. Meter, $8 My Shoe My, and Big Odds the others.
Yeah, Mr. Meter's the one to beat. It's coming off the best race, the 64 race behind Von Mystic and Amarok over 1,700 metres. So that's the best form. You're taking short odds and your query is whether it runs a strong 2,000 metres. So it should get a good run. I don't know if I want to rush in at the shorts, but is the one to beat. To beat number one, Bassins, just beaten at Panola last time. Nothing wrong with that form for a race like this. Five, Rendlesham, won a poor maiden last time, but at least it's an improver. And then number three, John Monash, who's coming back off the jump season, but no shock to see it run some sort of race finishing off here first up. I'll go 4, 1, 5, and 3.
Four from 1, 5, and 3. Now we look at race three, three-year-old maiden over 1,000, and here you can take out the one. We've got number two, Foxy Star, 290, 244, Please Rise, down to Tank Attack at 480, and we're looking at Wish I Might at 650.
Yeah, it looks a clash between the favourites. Number two, Foxy Star, who has trialled quite well down in the Western Districts. Looks like it's ready to run a good race here first up on the home track. So I put it on top, just ahead of number five, Please Rise. We've seen this one trial at Cranbourne, trialled okay, gets a good run from the draw. Three Muscallon, it's shown speed. It's certainly a value option for the multiples. And down to, of the two Jared McLean runners, I thought number seven, Lucy Mack, probably looked the better of them, even though the market doesn't represent that. I thought it looked the better of them in the recent jump out. So I'll go two, the one to beat from five, then 3 and 7.
Two from 1, 5, 3, 7. We go to race number four, and here the scratchings are nil. Now we've got number two, Henry's Reward at 9. Our Blackjack at 6. 250 Strategic Force, the first starter. Down to 374 Ruby Lil, and then you're down to Vonga Tesk, who's a $6 chance.
Yeah, this is really a poor quality maiden, this one. Number five, Strategic Force, is favourite, I think, more by default than anything else. It's my top pick. It jumped out okay without raving. Just cops a weak race. It's on its home track. It's got D-Indle to ride, so it's got plenty going for it. The big value runner here is number six, Automatic. This horse trialled over the border there at Panola, ran fourth behind Magic Console, got beat 5.5 lengths, wasn't really knocked about, certainly showed some ability. It seems massive odds in a race like this. Down to 12, Von Gatesk. This ran home well at Werribee. That's good enough form to say it's competitive here. And number nine, Ruby Lil, got the 3 kilo claim. Just going to need luck from that wide gate. It's an average maiden. I'll go 5, 6, 12, and 9.
5 from 6, 12, and 9. Then we go to race five, a maiden 1,400, and he can take out the six. We've got a short price favourite here. We'll start though with number one, Aurum Dromos at 6.50, 5.50 Tommy's Gift. Taxi's at $1.55.
It probably wins Taxi. It said two runs back from a spell. It was okay first up at Sale, running third behind a handy horse. Then went to Sandown, got beaten by a good horse, had a good run through on the inside, was no match, and battled on okay. Jumps up to 1,400 metres. Got to see it run a strong 1,400 metres. It does get a beautiful run from the gate. It's the one to beat. I couldn't take short odds. Second pick, number four, Tommy's Gift. Got back, ran on well first up, will be suited by the distance. It's the danger for me. Number five, Tontine. Tontine was good two starts ago. Then I think just ridden way too close last time and didn't fire. Look for a quieter ride here. It can improve. And out of the same race as Tommy's Gift, number one, Aurum Dromos. Set up on the speed. A weakened late. Should be better for that run. gives you a sight, but I thought placed best. 7, the one to beat, but no value. 7, 4, 5, and 1.
7 from 4, 5, 1. We go to race 6, and this is a 1,700-metre race with another odds-on favourite. No scratchings. We've got number 1, Ryan's Fender at $1.85. 5.54 net Evanescence. 3.54 My Shiny Choice. Then we're down to Denominator, who is at $8.50.
Yeah, this is my value for the day here, number 3, Evanescence. And I noticed the prices are certainly coming in. There are better odds this morning. First up, and coming back off much longer races. But, gee, Simon Ryan can do this sort of thing with these horses here. It's raced really well since it's joined his stable. It'll be back giving them a start. But I think you'll see it track into the race and run a terrific race here to beat number 1, Ryan's Fender. Ryan's Fender's coming off a break. It's short odds. It was given a very, very tough run first up at Ballarat there on that wet track. Then it was fair in town. I just want to see it deliver on race day. Number 2, Pure Rebel. Just got in the wrong spot last time. I'd disregard that ninth. It can improve. And for My Shiny Choice, who's well in the betting, I'm just not sure it's screaming out for 1,700 metres. I thought it might be found wanting late. Thought 3 had a terrific value chance. 1, the obvious. 3, 1, 2, and 4.
So we go 3 from 1, 2, and 4. And then we go to race number 7. This is a Fillies and Mares 58-1100. And here we've got number 1, Covert Miss at $2.90. Anna Verbell at 4, 5.50, no alibi. Latasora is at 5, $8 for T-Tails, and here's to Saturday is at 9.
Yeah, this is my best of the day here, number 2, Anna Verbell. I think it's got a great chance. It was a good win two starts ago, and then last time wasn't beaten far in the benchmark 64 behind Dental, which is much, much better form than what it meets here. It draws wide. That shouldn't be a disadvantage. You'd think they'd be getting off the fence a little bit. It's got that little claim for T.O. Nugent. Just needs to get a nice run somewhere third, fourth there and just chime in at the right time, and I think it wins. To beat number 1, Covert Miss, who bombed the start last time, ran fairly, will go better back onto its home track. Number 6, here's to Saturday. Got a new lease of life, this horse. It's racing really well. Got the blinkers on again. And then number 4, Latasora. I think you'll see a quieter ride, and it should go better, but keen on 2, 2, 1, 6, and 4.
So we go 2 from 1, 6, and 4, and then we go to the final event, race 8, over the 1,400. Take out the 3, and we've got number 2, Blamey House at 8, 4.20 for Talk 'Em Around, $3 for Trishant, 8 for Black Bacardi, and then we're down to Daisley, who's a $7 chance.
Well, I think we just need even luck here, and we'll come home a winner with number 5, Trenchant, who's racing well since going back to the Withers stable. It draws wide. You just don't want to see it do too much work early. If it can just roll forward, get into a spot, fifth or sixth, three wide with cover, have a nice run to the turn, hook out, that's the ideal scenario. If that unfolds, I think Trenchant is too good for a moderate field. To beat number 2, Blamey House, good win first up, and then just ridden too close last time and didn't fire. You'll see a quieter ride here can go better. Number 4, Talk 'Em Around, gets a great run from the draw, has got a chance. And 6, Black Bacardi, who's up in grade, but on its home track for Aaron Purcell, is not without a hope also. But I think even luck, you'll see 5 win, 5, 2, 4 and 6.
So 5 from 2, 4 and 6. What's your best roughie, quaddie, and your player of the day?
My best is race 7, number 2, Anover Bell. My roughie, which is the odds are diminishing, but race 6, number 3, Evaness. My quaddie will go first leg 4, 5, 7. Second leg 1, 2, 3. Third leg 1, 2, 6. And come home with 2, 4, 5 and 6. My play of the day, a lot for Daily Double. First leg 1 and 3, second leg 2, 4, 5 and 6.
Very good, Mark. Good luck with it. Thank you.